from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin today in Oakland, where about 1,500 people gathered last night for a vigil of light. That helicopter you hear was part of the large media contingent covering the vigil. Some 36 people died in California's deadliest structural fire since the great San Francisco earthquake of 1906. To remember them, the mourners lit electric candles. Organizers specifically requested that no open flames be used on any of the memorials. At the actual warehouse site, work continues today and with caution, as authorities must be on guard each step of the way for the dangers of walls collapsing on them. Special supports are being brought in to protect the firefighters and sheriff's deputies working their way through the building that served as an art collective but was not legally permitted to do so. Now, earlier yesterday, Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley spoke publicly for the first time.
We're looking at two things. One is whether or not there is any criminal liability attached to this fire. And secondly, if there is criminal liability, against whom?
O'Malley then raised the possibility this could turn into a murder investigation.
I know that people have been asking us, is this a murder case? Is it? What is it? And my answer to you now is the range of charges could be murder all the way to involuntary manslaughter. And until we know what the evidence shows us, there may be other charges if the evidence presents that.
Authorities have tentatively identified 33 of the people killed, and 26 victim families have been notified. Now, two of the reasons that the public identification process has been so slow is that many of the people who died were part of the trans art community. Katie French and Kiwi Kawai are also part of that scene. I spoke to them at the vigil in Oakland last night. They say identity and family are both fluid, constantly changing concepts.
Some of it's style, some of it's fashion, some of it is that people are trans or non-binary, and they don't necessarily fit into a box. There's a lot of stigma attached to, you know, looking like everybody else. Nobody wants to be fit into a box. I don't know, there's a lot of different reasons. There isn't just one reason.
Like, some people might not feel safe if someone recognizes them, so they dress a certain way so they aren't, like, unrecognizable, so they can move in between situations fluid without, like, fear or judgment.
A lot of these productions have photographers, full media coverage, so it's like...
Yeah, they're heavily promoted on social.
And it shows up on your Facebook maybe, and if you have family members, they might be like, they might not understand at first, and be like, what is this? And and you have to explain to them, and some will understand and some will not.
Now, this label that actually threw this party, 100% Silk, it's owned by a woman named Amanda Brown. She's from Los Angeles. She has a really good reputation as being somebody who's hardworking, someone who really cares about art and the artistic community. The flip of it is many of these types of parties were thrown in places that don't have the best regulations. Are you concerned that the days that allowed someone like Amanda Brown to be such a success are going to be over because of a fire like this?
I think it'll go further underground. I don't think that arts will ever die. I think that this town is way too deep into, we have First Fridays, there's all kinds of installations all over the city. It's not going to necessarily just go away. It's just going to be harder to find. There's a lot of collectives and undergrounds that are like, just shut it down, you know, just keep it quiet.
I think it's going to bring people closer together because they're going to be like, try and make things safer so things like this don't happen again and they can continue living their lives and the art they do.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Katie French and Kiwi Kawai speaking last night in Oakland. They were among the 1,500 or so mourners remembering the 36 people who died in a warehouse fire on Friday night. We're going to move now to Sacramento. Yesterday was the first day of the new legislative session, and California's democratically dominated legislature has come out swinging against President-elect Donald Trump. From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, Katie Orr reports.
Democrats had a simple message for President-elect Trump. Don't mess with California. The beginning of a new legislative session is typically filled with ceremonies and speeches about lofty goals for the coming years. This year took a different turn, as leaders made it clear they'll fight some of Trump's key campaign promises. In his speech after being re-elected Speaker of the Assembly, Anthony Rendon cautioned Californians to be wary about calls for unity.
Unity must be separated from complicity, and we must be defiant whenever justice, fairness, and righteousness require. Californians do not need healing. We need to fight.
Both the Senate and Assembly approved a resolution calling on Trump to reject mass deportation policies for undocumented immigrants and to retain federal protections for children brought to the country illegally. The resolution drew objections from some Republican lawmakers. But while legislative Democrats prepare for battle, Governor Jerry Brown is taking a more cautious approach.
I think in that area between the state and the federal, you'll just have to watch to see what moves the federal government makes and what the laws of the country and the state will make possible for us. But we're going to be protective of California's interests. You can be sure of that.
Brown told reporters he doesn't have any plans at the moment to meet with President-elect Trump. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Los Angeles subway riders could have their bags checked on their commute today. They'll definitely see more police and security officers on the trains and at the stations. It's because there was a specific terror threat made against the LA subway system. Authorities are trying to determine if those threats are credible. Tomorrow we're going to talk to LA Mayor Eric Garcetti. We'll bring you that conversation on security on the California Report. As for today, it is Tuesday, December 6th. Thank you for joining us. This has been a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.